What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. In The Lord of the Rings, the Nazgul are the most valued servants of the Dark Lord Sauron. They ride forth from Minas Morgul on the backs of specially bred horses in search of the One Ring. But eventually they take to the sky on fell beasts, winged creatures that otherwise have no name. The monster is described as something like a great featherless bird, and perhaps a creature of an older world. Now it's impossible to consider these descriptions without thinking of prehistoric pterosaurs, winged reptiles that are actually the earliest known vertebrates capable of powered flight. Even creator J.R.R. Tolkien admitted that the creatures were certainly pterodactylic, even if the nine are not actually meant to be thought of as riding pterodactyls. But if we were to match the steeds of the ringwraiths to actual pterosaurs, then we might be in luck, because pterosaurs included some of the largest flying animals to ever live. In fact, several species boasted wingspans of more than 30 feet or 9.1 meters, rivaling and in some cases exceeding the wingspans of many small airplanes. However, scientists have differed on exactly how gifted a flyer these great pterosaurs were, and even if the largest species were capable of powered flight or flight at all. Did they possess powerful quadrupedal launching abilities, or were they limited by the launching abilities of their hind legs only? The answer to this question alone might limit how the fell beasts of the Nazgul might be deployed in battle. As powerful vertical lift vehicles, as mounts that depended on cliffside launching, or something more akin to a pure glider. There's also the question of bearing a ring wraith's weight. We know that the Nazgul leave heavy boot prints in the mud. Despite their ghost-like nature, they would still pose a burden to a living mount, as would their armor and their weapons. While winged mounts are a standard of fantastic fiction, various problems emerge implementing it in real life. Flight is taxing. It requires specialized bodies and a lot of energy to pull off. Among birds, the harpy eagle is an absolute powerhouse, capable of lifting prey equal to its own weight of up to 20 pounds or 9 kilograms. They've been known to take off with sloths. But raptors like this are not in it for the long haul. It's one thing to carry a heavy load from one tree branch to a nearby feeding spot, quite another to carry it back to Mordor. It's also quite another feat to carry something on your back. That's where a lot of vital muscle work takes place in various flyers. Perhaps the neck of the Nazgul would make for a better saddle point, and this is how they are sometimes depicted in art, but even the neck remains questionable on a flyer. As reported by science writer Ryan Morrison in the Mail Online, two recent studies shed more light on the strength of the pterosaur. First of all, a 2021 University of Portsmouth study found that specially arranged cross struts, sort of like bicycle spokes, enhance the strength of their long necks. Neck strength that would have been vital to support the creature during flight and allow it to carry off prey. Unlike avian raptors, the pterosaurs would have used their jaws. As such, perhaps the neck would be the ideal place to sit upon a great flying beast like this. We're left to consider various possibilities concerning the use of these fell beasts in combat. Perhaps they were only flown for short bursts of assault or reconnaissance, or launched exclusively from high cliffs. They may also have excelled as a troop transport of one, for a ringwraith would be worth many on the field of battle, especially if deployed at will from the sky. Though we are told that at least once the fell beasts provide an aerial platform from which to send projectiles at the enemy. On the ground, a creature the size of a great pterosaur would pose a considerable threat as well. The Nazgul, it is written, fought fiercely with nail and beak. Considering both mount and rider, it's quite a force to suddenly drop strategically from above. Fortunately, the armies of Sauron did not enjoy complete aerial superiority, for intelligent eagles also occupied the sky. At the Battle of the Black Gate, the final battle of the War of the Rings, these two forces engaged in what we might consider dogfights in the skies of Middle-earth. Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Effect each week in September and October. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com. Oh yes, and happy Hobbit Day.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.